This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hi there, good Thursday morning. A major 911 outage overnight.
Yeah, the line's going dead for millions of Americans. Good morning. It's April 18th. This is Today. Call for help. Emergency responders across multiple states left scrambling. 911 centers dangerously quiet for hours overnight as officials raised concerns about hackers potentially targeting government systems. We're live with the very latest. Feeling the heat, the Speaker of the House under fire from his own party over his new plan to help fund Ukraine and Israel.
I cannot defend anything that the Speaker has done.
It's not a joke. We can't play politics with this.
The issue that's dividing his party with his job hanging in the balance will go live to Washington. Direct hit.
I might want to get down.
Powerful storms tear across the Midwest, damaging homes and knocking out power. And there's more to come as the storms move east. Al's tracking all of it. Alibi? A new twist in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students. What the accused killer's defense team is saying about where he was that night. So will it stand up in court? We're live with the latest. Those stories plus, back to work. Prince William makes his first royal appearance since Princess Kate revealed her cancer battle. We'll take you live to London. And Tay Day. Pop superstar Taylor Swift set to release music in just a matter of hours.
My brand new album comes out April 19th.
As she drops clues for fans in cities across the world.
Dude, the titles of the books are the songs.
We'll take you inside the frenzy as millions of Swifties count down the minutes. Today, Thursday, April 18th, 2024.
From NBC News, this is Today with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Today. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. Midnight's coming.
I know.
You know that, right?
I may have to stay up to midnight for Taylor's new album, and I won't be alone.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people waiting. Some people already heard a little bit, but we'll get into all that.
Yeah, we're going to start this morning with this breaking news, an alarming 911 outage. Overnight, 911 emergency systems were down across four states. It impacted several major cities, including Las Vegas.
Officials do not know what caused it, but the outage comes amid recent warnings from the Department of Homeland Security that 911 call centers could be the target of cyber attacks. NBC's Erin McLaughlin is here. She's got the latest for us. Hey, Erin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. There are more questions than answers and plenty of concern. Overnight, 911 systems went down, impacting four states, and it's unclear why.
Overnight, emergency services down. 911 outages affecting parts of multiple states and even whole city police departments. As cyber attacking remains a major concern for authorities across the country.
Rescue dispatcher 49.
Across four states, residents unable to reach police or ambulances, with a full statewide outage in South Dakota. In Nebraska, local authorities saying landlines were still getting through, but all carriers were down Wednesday night except for T-Mobile. The border city of Del Rio, Texas, issuing a community alert.
You may have difficulty reaching us internally, and we're having difficulty receiving 911 calls as well.
And overnight in busy Las Vegas, residents couldn't get through to 911 on cell phones or landlines for 2 hours. Law enforcement having to come up with a workaround.
They will not be able to talk to a person, but we'll get the phone number. Law enforcement agency will call them back. They will transfer that call to our cell phone, and they will then be able to talk to a live person, and we will dispatch the appropriate units.
It's unclear what caused the outages, but it comes as the Department of Homeland Security has told officials to be on the lookout for cyber threats. The government warning in the past that there's an increased risk of cyber attacks to 911 services as they move to internet-based systems. Many Americans relieved, but searching for an explanation. As services services come back online this morning.
Okay. So, Erin, one of the causes may be a cyber attack. If not that, like, what else could it be?
Well, at least one police department, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, is reporting that this could have something to do with the cellular system, potentially major carriers, although saying that it rather than a civic system. But, you know, we need to wait and see. We're out to major carriers such as AT&T and T-Mobile. We have not heard back. It doesn't appear to be a Verizon situation. Okay. It's also potentially relating to how these calls are routed in general. But again, you're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Four different states around the country. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Erin, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
We turn to Capitol Hill now, where House Speaker Mike Johnson is feeling heat from his own party. He introduced bills to provide aid to Ukraine and Israel, despite fierce resistance from the conservative ranks of the GOP. Our Capitol Hill correspondent, Ryan Nobles, joins us now. Ryan, what's the latest?
Well, Savannah, good morning. Speaker Johnson moving ahead with a new plan to break up the aid package into individual bills that would allow members to vote for or against Ukraine separate from aid to Israel or Taiwan. And that's really been the sticking point that's dividing the party. A growing number of House Republicans have still come out against this, and it could still potentially cost Johnson his job if it passes. But in a speech yesterday, he said that is not deterring him. Take a listen.
If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. I could make a selfish decision and do something that that's different, but I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing.
That is a remarkable shift for the speaker, who said that aid to Ukraine is critically important right now and that it's something not to play politics with. Now, this passage is no guarantee. It will likely require support from Democrats. That is possible, though, after President Biden endorsed the plan yesterday. And we could see a vote as early as this weekend. Savannah.
All right. And one other question. It looks like the speaker has tied that bill to another bill that would potentially ban TikTok if it isn't sold. What's the thinking there?
Yeah, they would all be individual votes, Savannah, but you're right. The bill would require the sale of TikTok by its owner or ban the app. Now, of course, the House has already passed a bill similar to this, but it is stalled in the Senate. And this latest move from Johnson could move the process along. It's part of a new maneuver from Johnson, bundling a series of bills to achieve two goals. First, placating the concerns of those angry Republicans by combining a series of bills that they support, including restructuring Ukraine aid as a loan, also border security, and of course, the TikTok bill. Second, it could force the Senate's hand to take up the bill sooner than they would have, and also make it harder to make large changes. Savannah?
All right, Ryan, thank you very much.
Well, let's move now to the fight over reproductive rights in Arizona. The state Supreme Court ruled last week that a very strict 1864 ban on abortion could go into effect, making the procedure illegal except to save a pregnant woman's life. Well, that led to a flurry of activity yesterday in the state house. Hallie Jackson is NBC's senior Washington correspondent. Hallie, let us know where things stand right now.
So, Hoda, at the moment, here's where things stand. That Civil War era law is still set to go into effect in Arizona later this spring after these Republican lawmakers at the state house blocked a push to try to repeal it for the second time in 2 weeks. This is after that explosive ruling you mentioned by the state's highest court that reinstated this 1864 law, which bans nearly all abortions, no exceptions for rape or incest, only for the life of the mother, and it punishes doctors who perform the procedure with prison time. Now, in Arizona, on the state Senate side, some Republicans did join with Democrats to start the process to try for a repeal, but that's not going to go anywhere if House Republicans keep opposing it. If this law is not rolled back through the state house, it could end up in the hands of voters come November. Abortion rights supporters say they're confident they have the signatures to get a provision protecting abortion access on the ballot this fall, Hoda.
Hallie, this is such a political hot button. So what will this mean for the presidential race?
You know, it's interesting because when you look at a ban this strict, that is just not popular broadly in Arizona. It is not popular nationally. Remember, some Republicans almost right away moved to distance themselves from this ruling, including Senate candidate Carrie Lake, who only a couple years ago said she backed this law. Former President Trump has said this law goes too far. He clearly has an eye on the politics here. There's this recent Wall Street Journal poll that found abortion access to be the most motivating issue for this key demographic of suburban women in seven swing states. Nearly three quarters of them say the procedure should be legal all or most of the time. Republicans see that reality. Democrats see this as an issue that could help mobilize voters in this fall. Hoda.
All right, Hallie Jackson for us on this story out of D.C. Hallie, thanks.
Now to new bombshell claims about Boeing and the safety of its fleet. Whistleblowers testifying on Capitol Hill made new allegations about the company's jets and questioned Boeing's commitment to safety. NBC's Tom Costello covers aviation for us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Strong allegations from several whistleblowers, including a former FAA engineer and inspector, a former Boeing engineer, and a present Boeing engineer who's already raised concerns about what he says is a potentially deadly flaw with one of the planes. And a committee has reported back to Congress about problems within Boeing's culture. It's got a seemingly divided Congress united on Boeing.
Every second of the day, a Boeing jet is in the air. But after two fatal MAX 8 crashes overseas 5 years ago, a MAX 9 door plug blowout in January, and Boeing's admitted quality control breakdowns, whistleblowers told Congress they feel the need to speak out.
Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
One of them making a stunning claim about the 777 assembly line.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect.
Engineer Sam Salapour told senators what he told us in an exclusive interview this week, that Boeing's 787 fuselage has a manufacturing flaw that could cause it to break apart in flight.
Should Boeing ground the 787 right now to check the gap sizes?
I would say they need to.
The entire fleet worldwide?
The entire fleet worldwide.
But Boeing says that's simply not true, reiterating that in 13 years of service and after extensive stress testing and checks, we have found zero fatigue, and we are fully confident in the safety and durability of the 787 Dreamliner. On Wednesday, releasing this video of extensive testing on the 787's composite material, United Airlines CEO says he, too, is confident.
There are thousands of these airplanes. They've been flying for decades, millions of flight hours. I am totally confident the 787 is a safe airplane.
But with family members of some of the 346 MAX 8 victims on Capitol Hill, another former Boeing employee turned whistleblower says the company has dodged accountability.
Not a single person from Boeing went to jail. Hundreds of people died, and there's been no justice.
A divided Congress, seemingly bipartisan on Boeing.
There is still a long way to go to bring an effective safety culture back to Boeing.
The flying public is also acutely worried about why pieces of Boeing airplanes are falling from the sky.
Members of the Senate have also said that they themselves have heard from other potential whistleblowers who may come forward. Here's what Boeing has said to NBC News in a statement. Boeing says the following, we continue to put safety and quality above all else and share information transparently with our regulator, that's the FAA, as well as customers and other stakeholders. But the pressure on Boeing continues to build day by day and really week by week. Savannah, back to you.
All right, Tom, thank you.
A huge settlement appears to be taking shape involving the Justice Department and the victims of Dr. Larry Nassar. Sources say the final settlement amount is likely to be close to $100 million. The Justice Department found that the FBI failed to properly act on reports of abuse of star athletes. By one estimate, Nassar abused at least 70 more gymnasts after the agency was first notified. Survivors included USA Gymnastics national team members Michaela Maroney, Allie Raisman, and Simone Biles. In 2017, Nassar pleaded guilty to abusing 10 patients. He's serving what amounts to a life sentence in prison.
Now to the latest round of dangerous storms in the Midwest. They swept through multiple states overnight, including Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan. Iowa's governor issued a disaster declaration. We're going to get the forecast from Al in just a moment. But first, NBC's Maggie Vespa joins us from hard-hit Ferndale, Michigan this morning. Maggie, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning. Yeah, officials here in Ferndale called yesterday evening's storm, quote, quick, but unbelievably wild. Wind speeds here topped 70 miles per hour, ripping parts of the roof off of this restaurant and this tire shop behind me. And then look at this, tossing huge chunks of it onto these cars below. And as we know, as you said, this is the latest chapter in a week of widespread severe weather.
This morning, the trail of damage from severe spring weather is growing after another line of violent storms packing strong winds and reported tornadoes ripped through multiple states across the Midwest, uprooting trees, flipping cars, and leveling homes. This store in Ohio hit hard after winds Wednesday night ripped off a chunk of its roof.
I might want to get down.
This video, taken from inside a post office, gives a first-hand glimpse at the strength of the dangerous gusts.
Lost part of our tree.
Crews are now working around the clock as homes are in desperate need of repair and power lines are impacted, with more than two dozen tornadoes reported in at least five states since Monday.
That's a tornado!
The twisters ripping across the Midwest, leaving stunning scenes of destruction.
It's blown up. I mean, it's no other way to say it. It's blown up.
Iowa's governor declaring a disaster in six counties.
It's heart-wrenching.
Neighbors there helping an 85-year-old woman whose home was completely destroyed as students from nearby schools pitch in to sort through the rubble.
It's just amazing how many people will come out of the woodworks to help.
Yeah, we're glad everybody stepped in to help. Thankfully, we haven't had any reports of major injuries, somewhat miraculously, from these storms. But get this, we've already had this year more than 300 reported tornadoes across 26 states. And May next month is historically the busiest for tornadoes nationwide. Savannah?
Maggie, thank you very much.
All right, let's bring in Mr. Roker, get a check of where this storm is going. Hey,
that's
Al.
Right. Well, guys, we've got another area of heavy thunderstorm stretching from Des Moines all the way down to Wichita. And in fact, we've got a risk today for 26 million people, especially in the crosshairs, St. Louis, Paducah, Memphis, all the way down to Dallas and Waco and on up into Indianapolis. Damaging winds, hail and tornadoes possible. Showers here in the Northeast, those will start to taper off. Then this new front is going to spawn some more storms from Texas to Indiana. Tomorrow, the front moves into the East Coast. More showers from Georgia all the way on up to Maine. And then we've got this second system that's going to be developing Friday night, developing along this stalled front. It's going to bring in heavy rain to Texas. Saturday, that rain will go all the way up into the Carolinas. And then Sunday, the system moves to the East Coast, bringing some more heavy rain from the panhandle of Florida right on into the southeastern Carolina coast. We're looking for a real decent flood risk from Dallas, San Antonio, on into Houston, where we're going to be looking for anywhere from 1 to 3 inches and locally upwards of 4 inches of rain in that area. And that's your latest weather, guys.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al. Coming up, new developments in the case of those four Idaho college students. The suspect's lawyers now laying out his alibi. Laura Jarrett following the case for us. Hi, Laura.
Hey, guys. For more than a year, the victim's families have been waiting to see this alibi. Well, we now have it. And what's in these three pages and what's not might just surprise you guys.
All right, Laura, thanks. Plus, Prince William back to work. His first official royal appearance since his wife, Princess Kate, announced her battle with cancer. We'll have a live report from London. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick Me Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back, 7:30. Well, we brought you our fair share of animal releases over the years, but this is a little different. These two vultures were released back into the wild. This happened in Connecticut, but they had to be nursed back to health, and this is why. They got drunk dumpster diving outside
of
the bar. Who among us? A wildlife rehab center said the birds had a wicked hangover. They gave them fluids, a good night's rest, and then released them after a big breakfast, hopefully fried eggs and hash browns, and reminded the public, birds don't let other birds fly drunk.
There you go. Okay. I mean, that's the first I've heard.
It's a first.
Ever.
Of course. All right. Chanel's long.
Good morning.
Hi, Chanel.
Good to see you.
Good morning. And we're going to move now to new revelations in that closely watched case out of Idaho. The legal team for the man accused of killing four college students now telling the court he has an alibi for that night. NBC senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett here with more. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. The whole point of an alibi is to raise some reasonable doubt in the minds of a jury to suggest that the defendant that's been accused was someplace else and couldn't have committed the crime. But in this case, the alibi that's being offered by Brian Koberger raising plenty of questions.
This morning, a fresh look at Brian Koberger's defense strategy. His lawyers revealing in a long-awaited court filing they will offer expert testimony to cast doubt on prosecutors' evidence placing Koberger near the crime scene. Pointing to his fondness for nighttime drives, his public defender now says that, quote, Mr. Koberger was out driving in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022, as he often did to hike and run and or see the moon and the stars. It's the very same defense that the judge appeared skeptical of last year when his public defender first floated it.
So-called alibi, not really an alibi, who suggested that
prosecutors allege that Koberger fatally stabbed Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin in their off-campus home near the University of Idaho. Authorities zeroing in on Koberger using cell phone towers to track the location of his phone and surveillance video allegedly showing a white Hyundai matching his vehicle casing the victim's house on the night of the killings and the morning after.
This is State of Idaho versus Brian Koberger.
In the newly released court documents, Koberger's legal team now says his phone did not travel east on the Moscow-Pullman Highway in the early morning hours of November 13th, and thus could not be the vehicle captured on video along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. The judge entered a plea of not guilty on Koberger's behalf, but this morning the case is stalled in unresolved pretrial motions with no trial date. Kaylee Gonsalves' family saying in a statement they're frustrated by the delays, while their attorney says it's striking just how little information has been shared with the families.
The line of communication between the prosecution and the victim's family, at least for the Gonsalves family, has been very limited. I've never seen it before in my career.
So this alibi, I mean, as the judge said, it's kind of not an alibi. It's not in the traditional sense, oh, I was with someone else.
Right.
Or there are witnesses.
No witness, no new evidence.
And they're not even saying the cell phone records put him somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. No, they're saying they're going to offer a cell phone expert at trial, if they ever get to trial, which will just say that the tower is essentially pinging and registering his cell phone all over that night. And that's why they want to say he has a past history of driving all around so that it doesn't look suspicious. But again, that's not an alibi in the traditional sense. And if he doesn't have anything else, guys, to offer, he won't be able to later offer it at trial. That was the whole point of doing this, to give the prosecution a chance to interview people, go do their own due diligence. So if he doesn't give anything else, this he can't it. Do it at trial. This is it.
So when is the trial? We keep waiting
for the
trial.
We still don't have a date. Every time we hear there's going to be a court date, I come in, I say, maybe this is the day. Every time the judge keeps punting it and setting new hearings, and we still don't know where this case is going to take place. The judge hasn't decided that. We still don't know if they can survey the people in the town. The judge hasn't decided that, and we still don't have a date.
The families are waiting.
Yeah.
Laura, thank you.
Sure.
All right, coming up, the mad scramble for one of the most popular weight loss drugs on the market, while thousands of people are having a hard time filling those prescriptions.
But first, Prince William resumed his royal duties this morning. Our Molly Hunter is in London with the latest.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back now at 7:38, and this morning, Prince William is back to work, returning to his official royal duties.
Yep, it's his first formal appearance since his wife, Princess Kate, revealed she is undergoing cancer treatment.
NBC's Molly Hunter's outside Buckingham Palace. She's got more on the royal return. Hey, Molly, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. From a sunny Buckingham Palace, that's right, for the first time since we learned of Kate's diagnosis, Prince William is back out and about, back in public-facing royal duties.
This morning, Prince William is back at work, his first public engagement since his wife Kate, the Princess of Wales's bombshell health successful. Announcement last month.
However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
This week, William and Kate's kids, now back at school after the Easter holidays, the Wales family often spends school breaks at their country house in Norfolk.
It was very restful. It was very quiet. Usually they're a very busy, active family. One of Kate's favourite things to do in Norfolk is to take the family sailing. I don't think there was any of that this time around.
As Kate undergoes preventative cancer treatment, the family has requested privacy, hunkering down just the five of them.
That as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
They've mostly stayed out of the public eye, but last week, William spotted with eldest son George cheering on their favorite soccer team. While Prince Harry, a world away, making headlines this morning, registering his permanent address in California and speaking at a travel conference yesterday.
For us, communities is the people and the places.
Meanwhile, back here, Kate's still recuperating.
I'm told by palace sources that at the moment, she's not working from home. The focus is on her treatment.
Kensington Palace only saying she'll restart her public-facing royal duties when she feels ready. Earlier this week, a hint at business as usual, a statement from both the prince and princess following the horrific stabbing attacks in Australia. And with family milestones coming up, we may hear more from the Wales family next week when little Louis turns 6, perhaps another Kate family photo to mark the day. At the end of April, William and Kate celebrating their 13th wedding anniversary. And looking ahead, Trooping the Colour looms large on the calendar in mid-June, an event the whole family usually attends. And if we're lucky, little Louis steals the show.
Now, there's no timeline for Kate's return. When we do see her, though, the palace has said not to read too much into those early appearances. It may be sporadic. She's definitely eager, though, to get back when she's feeling well. Guys, another thing to look forward to next month, though, we will see or we're expecting to see Prince Harry on this side of the pond, actually, for an Invictus Games ceremony. So looking out for that, guys. Okay.
Cool. Molly, all right, Molly, thank you so much.
She's blending beautifully in her background with her flowery shirt.
They fit perfectly.
Mr. Roker's got a check of the weather. Hey, Al.
You guys in all the blue shades.
Oh, the blue palette.
Lovely. And the background for us.
I know. We're blending.
Gosh, unbelievable. All right, well, here's what I love about the weather. You can just kind of follow along. You got the jet stream where it dips to the south. It's cooler. Where it's up to the north, it's warmer. And take a look at this. It's perfect. Boston, 49 degrees today, 10 degrees below average. Atlanta, you're going to be in the mid-80s. Little Rock, 85. Nashville, 14 degrees above average at 86. Pierre, Omaha, Denver, all way below normal. And then we move into tomorrow. Chicago, you're cooler than average. Same in Kansas City. But Raleigh, Augusta, Montgomery, Alabama, 87 degrees. Temperatures, though, will start to rebound slowly. Chicago, Saturday, you're at 50. But by Monday, you're 64. St. Louis, Saturday, 63. Sunday, on Monday, you're at 70 degrees and upper 60s. In Nashville. And that's your latest weather. You ladies must be very excited.
We ready?
We are so
let's go.
Ready for it. Swifties like us, counting down the hours until Taylor's new album. It drops tonight. And of course, Emily Ikeda is following and creating some hype herself. Yeah.
I can tell you exactly how long. 16 hours, 16 minutes, 39 seconds until Swifties can stream around the clock the Tortured Poets Department. But hey, who's counting? Swifties are so excited. The hype is real. And everyone has been searching for and decoding hidden messages in just about everything. Coming up, what we know about TTPD. Stay with us.
TTPD. All right. And then in this morning's Boost, Law & Order star Mariska Hargitay really does play a convincing officer. See how she helped that little girl in her moment of need.
Aww.
Coming up right after these messages.
All right, 7:47. We're leaning in. Okay, Carson's here.
Are we?
Just in time.
Yes.
Carson, you're
yes,
here just
we are.
In time.
Leaning Marmot yet.
She's a cat.
All right, here we go. The brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It arrives midnight Eastern time, Carson Daly.
And of course, before that album drops, the pop superstar has been dropping clues for her fans. And as in typical Taylor fashion, all sorts of speculation about the lyrics and song titles.
This is true. You know who's speculating? Well, she doesn't have to speculate. She knows.
She's on the inside.
We have our expert, Emily Akeda. Good morning to you.
I've been consumed by my research and I've come prepared. Friendship bracelets in tow. Good morning, guys. This is something Taylor Swift has been working on, she says, for more than 2 years, you know, just between performances on the highest grossing tour ever. And as we know, hardly anything gets by eagle-eyed Swifties who are currently consumed by decoding messages about the album hidden in music, social media, even murals.
Taylor Swift is ushering in a new era with her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, set to drop Friday, and Swifties around the world will not calm down about it. Overnight, rumors of an alleged leak of Taylor's new project buzzing online, many Swifties quickly asking fellow fans to meet them at midnight for the official release.
That's not cool. Just wait.
One tweeting, please do not spread the leak. Remember, this is Taylor's work. Respect it. The global sensation first teased new music at the Grammys.
My brand new album comes out April 19th.
And in true Taylor fashion, she's been planting so-called Easter eggs about her album since then. Clues are embedded in old lyrics on Apple Music. QR codes painted around the world directed fans to cryptic videos that some believe could spell out the album's first music video. And Swifties have the chance to tour a library pop-up riddled in secret messages in Los Angeles.
Dude, the titles of the books are the songs.
The Tortured Poets Department is listed as pop in Apple Music, with 16 new songs and 4 bonus tracks that include collabs with Post Malone and Florence and the Machine.
Is this event generating more excitement than ever?
I would say so, yes.
Nationwide, businesses like Royal Sands Social Club in D.C. are ready to turn the speakers all the way up with TTPD listening parties through the weekend.
You can expect a massive crowd. You can expect the Eras Tour film showing all night, food and drink specials.
And I'm sure a lot of singing, maybe off-key singing too.
One can hope.
As fans celebrate the latest chapter of a pop sensation who knows record-breaking all too well.
And speaking of record breaking, in the first 10 months of 2023, Taylor Swift saw 65 different songs reach Apple Music's top 100. That's more than any other artist. So you can only imagine how a brand new album from her will fare.
Oh, what's your plan for you?
I mean, I got to go. I got to keep going to these concerts, right? Yeah. Because she's got to work it in somewhere.
Yeah.
Some of these songs.
And you'll be up at midnight, I'm assuming.
I'll be up at midnight. I'll be streaming. Okay. And then tomorrow morning all day.
Streaming.
Yeah.
Exactly. You'll be here with the breaking news.
Of course.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Sam. Thank you.
All right. For Boots.
Got you covered. Here we go. Law and Order star Mariska Hargitay plays a detective on TV, but she became a real life hero to a little child who was lost, who mistook her for a real police officer. So it happened earlier this month on the set of SVU, which was filming right there in New York City at a playground. The little girl became separated from her mom. She approached Hargitay, who was wearing a police badge and a belt. Hargitay stopped the TV production for about 20 minutes. She consoled the little girl. Thankfully, they were able to reunite mom and daughter.
That's
sweet.
Awesome.
Sweet. Real life.
Right? Dun, dun.
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome. All right, still ahead. Hollywood superstar Orlando Bloom is no stranger to action, but not like this. No wires, no CGI. He's got a new Peacock series. It's called To the Edge. It's all real. And he's going to tell us about it live.
Okay, why would you do it CGI? Also coming up in Popstar, we've got a big-time A-lister. Who's going to be the one to play the great Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner in an upcoming movie? I'm talking about a big movie, like a Scorsese-type film.
Ooh.
Who do you think is going to get Tap Will Have It for you? Coming up with that and much more in Popstar.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.